Breakfast Show with Mike and Gia.
Yes, and it's starting another week. We are back again. Gia, how are you feeling?
Sorry, when you refer to me now, you need to refer to me as Star Gia.
That is something I am 100% not doing.
Because I have been named in the lineup for the Stars of Orange Dance for Cancer. I was so good at acting last week when I pretended that I had no idea that it was going on and that you put my name up for it when I duped you.
I went into this morning's show as if this was my victory lap.
Yeah, because you were like, oh, I spent a whole week and I convinced you to do it. No.
Still think that was a part of it.
I was trying to surprise you and then I didn't realise you would start this whole campaign to get me in the Stars of Orange Dance for Cancer. Either way, doesn't matter how we got here. I'm now going to be dancing on a stage in front of 800 people in Orange in June later this year and you need to hold my hand for the next few months. Otherwise, I may run away.
You've got less than 4 months to get your routine down pat. You got to choose your songs. I can help with that.
Okay, good. Well, I have picked out my very first fundraising event, which you will get to hear in this catch-up and how you can come along and help out.
Absolutely. Now, also, that wasn't the only thing that happened over the weekend. There was an earthquake. An earthquake hit
up
Orange.
Up in here.
Yeah. We did not predict an earthquake up in here.
No, we did not.
Oh, no, we don't.
Not at all. And some of us didn't even know it happened.
And some of us feel left out, don't they?
Yes, I do. Yeah. I feel really left out, but I'm not the only one. We had people chiming in on the Hit 105.9 Facebook page about where they live, whether or not they felt it.
Yes, that's all in there. Also, Gia won a contest. God, like, a lot of things happened to you. You're in Stars of Orange. Unfortunately, you missed out on an earthquake, but you also won a contest.
I won a competition. I'm winning at life right now because I won a photo shoot, a couple's photo shoot. But am I going on it with long-distance boyfriend Tom? No, I am not.
See who she's going to be doing the photo shoot with in the catch-up. And also, if you've got some Big Mac sauce packets hanging around, maybe you got them stored in your fridge for whenever spontaneous fry night starts.
Yeah, rainy days. If you've got Big Mac sauce on hand somewhere, you'll want to keep listening and find out how you can make money big with them.
That is all in the catch-up. Thank you so much for downloading. We will see you tomorrow.
Get up with
Mike and Gia on Orange and the Central West's Hit 105.9.
The Rubens on Hit 105.9. You're getting up with Mike and Gia, 6:23. We do it thanks to the Orange City Centre.
I went and gave blood last week.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, well, I did it for the very first time last year when we were ticking things off of our bucket list.
Yes.
Been always meaning to go and give blood and I finally did it.
Yeah, because you can do it like every, 12 weeks or something?
I think, yeah, 3 months. Yeah. So 12 weeks. Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah. So that's with just standard blood. I think plasma you can do a lot quicker.
Yeah.
Because it
like
rejuvenates quicker, something like that. Anyway, I've only done it twice. This is the thing. Mm-hmm. I went and did it in what it would have been August last year, June maybe, July, and then had not gone again. And I felt so bad about it. Mm. I was like, this has been way too long. I just kept forgetting about the appointment or cancelling it and meaning to reschedule and never doing it.
Yeah.
And then finally went last week, all on my lonesome, can I just say.
Oh, yeah, because, obviously you needed some assistance on the first go around.
Yeah, you had to come along and hold my hand. So did Liana from our promotions department as well. I was like, guys, I don't want to do
team.
It alone.
It was a team effort.
I don't want to do it alone. But this time I was all alone. And they've actually upped the tech of all the stuff they've got going on there. So you know how we got like a paper form with all the questions of, have you been sick in the last 12 days? Have you gotten any tattoos in the last 6 months?
Yes. Yep.
That's all on an iPad now.
Ooh. Wow, just in the last few months they've updated that. That's good.
I know. But yeah, I went in there and I sat in the chair and they put the big old thick needle in
stuffing
my arm. And
hate it.
Started sucking the blood out.
Mm.
And I was a little bit like nervous about it because I was like, I'm alone this time.
Mm-hmm.
I was totally fine, completely fine. I don't need anyone else to go with me now. I realise that.
Cool.
But maybe the nurses seem to sense when I go in there that I get a little
antsy, a little nervous.
Yeah, because the first time I went, they gave me my first donation sticker, like the kind that you would give to a child.
Yeah, yeah, because damn it, you want a sticker.
And it made my day. It was the best thing ever. This time around, they went one further and gave me a key ring with my blood type on it.
You have a key ring? Aww.
What blood type am I?
You're A positive.
That's right. So I now have a keychain that says A plus. Because I am an A plus human. It kind of looks like I did really well at school and my teacher's just gone, A plus.
Wow, someone's really impressed with their grades.
I am totally impressed with this keychain. Totally stoked. If you've gone once before and need to go back again, this is your incentive. You get a little keychain.
Sorry to those who get the keychain that's a B negative or something. Yeah.
But yeah, I'm average.
I'm an average student. That's the one you'd get.
I'm not even going to argue that because it's right.
Dua Lipa, Hit 105.9, getting up with Mike and Gia at 6.50. We do it thanks to Harvey Norman Computers. Orange.
Do you ever engage in, like, the Instagram competitions? You know, whenever they pop up in your feed and they say, tag a friend for your chance to win?
You know what? I don't. I always just get tagged in those things.
Why wouldn't you tag people? All you got to do is tag someone and you could win.
I don't know. It's just one of those things where, like, I just don't take part in that stuff. That's fine, though.
I tag people in stuff all the time because I think it's 2 seconds of my life to quickly type in at MI and then all of a sudden you're tagged in a post and I could win big.
Okay, but win big, win moderately. It's an Instagram competition.
Yeah, well, sometimes there's some pretty big prizes up for grabs. Mm. And that's actually what happened to me. My friend Sophie, she actually tagged me in one that was happening here locally. I don't know if you've heard of M. Wallen. She's a photographer here in Orange.
Okay.
Well, my friend Sophie tagged me in one of her posts about how she was giving away a couple's photo shoot.
Okay.
Just in time for Valentine's Day.
Nice.
And I thought to myself, oh, you know, there's this couple that we're sending off to go get a photo shoot from CR Photography for our Battle of the Couples.
Damn it, you want a photo shoot.
I want a photo shoot. So Sophie tagged me in it. I saw it and thought, all right, I'm going to tag long-distance boyfriend Tom in it. The winner was announced yesterday. And I won.
You won?
I won the competition. This is like the first time I've ever won anything.
It's hard because, I mean, we hear that we cannot win prizes here.
No, but so, all we do is just make people winners on 13, 12, 16 every day. I'm never a winner myself. This is so exciting.
So you've won a couple's photo shoot.
Yes, but I didn't win it with Tom.
What?
I didn't win it with Tom.
But, so, wait.
Me and Sophie are off to go get a Galentine's Day photo together.
Oh, that's sweet. You're going to have a bestie photo shoot.
Uh-huh. How cute is that?
Okay, so it's not going to be your quintessential romantic sort of like poses and so forth.
I don't know. Me and Sophie might want to look longingly into each other's eyes in front of a sunset. Who knows?
You may want to. But, like, it's, I mean, good for you guys.
Oh, Tom was so devastated.
Wait, so why can't Tom be in it? Because is it technically that Sophie won?
Yeah, Sophie won and I was tagged in her post.
Right.
So he misses out. So me and Sophie are going to go have a great time getting all romantic.
Okay. I can't wait to see the end results of this photo shoot.
Oh, you'll see them. Trust you me.
Ed Sheeran, Khalid, Beautiful People, Hit 105.9. You're getting up with Mike and Gia thanks to the Orange City Centre. It's 7.23.
We are sitting on a gold mine.
Are we?
Yep, and I think we really need to capitalise on this, okay? Because we have a couple of Big Mac sauce bottles here in the office, right? Okay. They literally were from McHappy Day when we helped out last year. They were $12 a bottle and we just grabbed a couple because we thought, all right, well, you know, $12 for Big Mac sauce.
That's totally.
A bargain. Mm-hmm. Because you and I have tried the, like, Coles burger sauce.
We did. We did a taste test of that very early on.
Yeah, and it does not compare.
It's not the same.
Nothing compares to the Big Mac sauce, right? And apparently, on eBay, someone is selling three of the little mini 25 mil things.
Yeah, yeah, little sauce packets, yeah.
Yeah. For $114.
What? McDonald's haven't stopped selling Big Mac sauces?
No, they have not, but three 25 mil tubs are going for $114 on eBay.
I don't understand how and why.
Well, they're not selling the bottles anymore.
No.
So they might be selling those little things, but because people love Big Mac sauce, they run out, things happen. So there is such a black market for Big Mac sauce that I think we need to take advantage of it. We have the
bottles
of Big Mac sauce here in our office.
Those 500 mil ones.
That are unopened.
Mm.
And if three times 25 mils, what's that? 75 mils is going for $114 on eBay. Imagine what we could make on a whole big bottle, 500 mils worth.
That's a good point.
Gold mine.
I mean, you're right there. The problem is that, I'm on the Macca's app at the moment, and you can get, the Big Mac sauces is if you were getting, a tomato sauce or a sweet and sour sauce.
Yeah, 25 mil little container.
50 cents.
Yeah.
50 cents. I don't know how they're possibly charging that much.
I don't know either, but I'm so intrigued to see whether people fall for it on eBay.
True. I mean, people have sold some weird stuff on eBay for a lot of money, and we wonder how that's happened.
Exactly right. So even though it might still be available on the Macca's app, according to you, here in Orange, maybe there are people overseas that are into this Big Mac sauce that can't get it unless they go through the black market of eBay.
True. Maybe overseas, maybe some Macca's overseas don't actually sell the Big Mac sauce separately like we do.
Exactly right. So I think we need to take our couple of 500ml bottles, chuck them up on eBay, mm-hmm. and see what money we can make for the show. Imagine the budget we could have.
We could have a budget for the show for once.
We could go
nuts. We've never had a budget.
I know. Imagine the things we could buy. Oh. We could buy bathrobes to sit in the studio every morning.
It's very much for us, but I was thinking more like, what can we do for the listeners?
Well, listeners already get tons of prizes every single day.
That's true. We do.
We need bathrobes and slippers.
We need coffee money.
For the studio. I just think that we need to chuck this up on eBay and see what happens, really.
Let's see what happens. We will do that.
If we make money, then we'll figure out how we'll spend it.
Yeah, well, okay. This will be a show discussion between us and the listeners how we do that.
Great idea.
The Chainsmokers on Hit 105.9. You're getting up with Mike and GS 741.
I feel like you need to go searching through our music system for an earthquake song.
Oh, you mean like Earthquake by Tiny Temper?
Yes, because there was an actual earthquake that hit Orange in the early hours of Saturday.
Hold on, let's just play the song anyway.
Yeah, up in here in Orange, there was. And it's so bizarre because it happened in 12:45 a.m. Saturday yes. morning. So I think for a lot of us, we were probably in bed or even fast asleep, or at least I know I was.
Mm-hmm.
But it actually happened about 10 kilometres north-northwest of Orange
yep.
and was 10K deep. So there was a bit of a shaking around.
Well, yeah, the thing is, because I felt it. I do remember feeling that. I was in bed and I was trying to go to sleep. And it was that weird moment where I was on the verge of falling asleep. I heard it and I was like, did I dream that? Was I on the verge of sleep there, or did that actually happen?
Well, it was a 2.5 magnitude on the Richter scale. So it wasn't nothing. It definitely would have been, something that you would have noticed. But if you're half asleep, I can understand being a bit like, that couldn't have been what I think it was.
But the thing, there's been so, because when I was living in Adelaide, that happens semi-regularly, not to the point where it's multiple times a week or anything like that. But it's I remember there's been at least 3 or 4 times where I've been in Adelaide and I felt that level of a rumble before.
Seriously?
Yeah. So as soon as I thought I heard something, I was like, I think that was a minor earthquake, or should I say an earth tremor.
I have never, ever felt any kind of tremors from the earth.
Really?
Ever. And I'm from Newcastle, which is pretty famously known for having a really bad earthquake years and years and years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I have never once felt an earthquake, and I was fast asleep when this one hit.
I'm so sorry.
I didn't even know. I had no idea until I woke up the next morning, and there's all these posts all over Spread the Word Orange going, did anyone feel this? Did something happen? Was there some kind of earthquake? What? And I was like, what?
And I am in the northwest of Orange.
You're in the west.
The You're northwest of
West
Orange.
West Orange, yep.
So I was closer to it than you were.
Mm.
So I would have felt it even more than even if you were awake and listening out for it.
Well, the bizarre thing is, apparently they're going to do some more data about it today to really finalise how big it was and where exactly it came from. But there was an interview that is on the front page of the Central Western Daily today with someone from Geoscience Australia that says, we get earthquakes of this size relatively frequently in Orange.
Mm-hmm.
I've never felt one before. I've lived here for a year now. Where are the earthquakes? I want to feel one.
They aren't that prevalent. Yes, they happen from time to time, but they're not it's once every couple of months or anything like that.
Well, I feel like I need to touch wood because I don't want to put out into the universe that Orange should start having more earthquakes.
It was only, 2.5? And that's the level of earthquake that you want.
And you just felt what? A little bit of a rumble?
It was like a shudder, kind of a minor boom. It kind of felt like someone had dropped a heavy piece of furniture in my house.
Oh, and there's just a little...
Dun!
Oh.
Sort sort of thing. You know, okay. It's like someone like dropped like either a bookcase or a chair or something like that. That level of thud, that's pretty much all it was.
Well, I'd love to hear what it was like for the people that listen in to our show. Give us a call, 13 12 16. Let us know what the earthquake was like at your house. Did you just feel a little something like Mike? Did you sleep completely through it like I did?
Did you feel? Did you hear it? Did you? Yeah. Did you sleep through it? Did you wish you were like Jira's? Do you wish you did feel it?
Yeah. Give us a call, 13 12 16. Of course, we've got prizes up for grabs, including vouchers to Duntree League. Visitors and community members always welcome.
The latest from Selena Gomez on Hit 105.9, getting up with Mike and Gia, 7:52.
Turns out there was an earthquake in Orange on the weekend. Yeah! 2.5 magnitude at that at 12:44 a.m. on Saturday morning. An earthquake struck 10K outside of Orange.
I felt it. Gia did not. Gia is angry that she didn't feel it.
Not that I want earthquakes to, be rattling my home every other day, but when there's something like this and you miss out on it, it's a little devastating. Yeah, it's all anyone's talking about.
It feels like you're missing out on, an in-joke or something.
If I hadn't had a bit of a scroll through Spread the Word Saturday morning, I might still not know that there was an earthquake on Saturday. But there are people that felt it. They're hitting us up on the Hit 105.9 Facebook page.
Known as Quakies, I'm starting to call them.
Quakies, I love that. No, now you've got this cool crew that I'm not a part of.
Yes, it's a club now.
Well, Thais heard and felt nothing, though, apparently. He lives on Kangaroobie Road.
Okay, yep.
Yeah. Jessica said that she felt it rumble and the house shook.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, fully house shook. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. I love this. Dion also said, nope, was sleeping.
It was 12:45 in the morning.
Yeah, well, Leslie said that she didn't actually hear it, but her dogs were barking like mad in Molong.
Oh, dogs would have been all over that.
Yeah, well, they would have felt it before it even hit, probably. They have weird psychic abilities.
Yeah, they do, actually.
Mm, and Kerry heard the loudest bang ever. She thought it was a truck on the bypass, but nope, it was an earthquake.
There it is. Yeah, we've also got...
We do have Zoe on 13, 12, 16. Now, Zoe, did you feel the earthquake?
I did, yeah. I'm actually sort of more northwest as well.
Yeah.
And I was actually watching Netflix at the time. and I actually I heard the big boom.
Yeah.
And then just the shake. I actually thought someone had hit a car or hit a power line and it freaked me out, something horrid.
It's weird. Everyone kind of hears something different depending on where they are, especially if you are further northwest, so you're even closer, so yours would have been a bit more severe than what mine was.
So I've never experienced an earthquake situation. So there's a noise as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'd never experienced it either because I'd hear about it in town from other people or I'd be asleep, and this was just lucky that I was awake.
Are you stoked to have experienced it? Because I'm Devo, I missed it.
Yeah, really stoked.
I woke up on Saturday morning and there's all these people commenting on Facebook, oh, who felt the earthquake? And I'm like, I missed out. You must feel good to be part of the crew, that felt it, the cool kids that heard the boom.
Exactly. When I saw there were so many people on Facebook, I was pretty stoked that I was one of them.
Yeah, Zoe's like, oh, it sucks to be someone who didn't realise that happened.
I guess for Zoe, it is also pays to keep binging Netflix well into 1 o'clock in the morning.
It does.
Oh, thank you so much. It also pays to call in to the show on 13 12 16 because, Zoe, you're walking away with a $25 voucher to Duntree League.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Visitors and community members are always welcome at Duntree League. We've got more vouchers to give away right across this week.
I wonder how many other fellow Quakies, as we call it, will manage to...
Stop trying to make this a cool club that I'm not a part of.
It's a club.
I'm sick of it.
It's a thing now.
I want to feel the earthquake.
Hopefully a Quakie calls in for 13, 12, 16 to play Alpha Bucks. $500 on the line. Your cue to call is happening after the news. Hit 105.9, you're getting up with Mike and Gia, 8:22, and we do it thanks to Harvey Norman Computers, Orange Gia. It was about this time last week, I think it was, that I kind of put it to you out in the open, out in public, that maybe you might want to do Stars of Orange Dance for Cancer this year.
Yeah, because you'd been contacted and you weren't going to be here, so you thought, well, Gia should step up to the plate, no matter how stressful this could be or how embarrassing this could be to dance in front of 800 people. people.
I wasn't thinking about your embarrassment. I'm thinking what a great opportunity it is to do that and to raise money for a good cause and the effect that we could do raising money together for you.
Well, yeah, it is always good to use this platform for good, to use our radio to raise money for important causes, and the Cancer Council is definitely one of them.
Yes. Unfortunately, though, you were not exactly receptive to the idea when I put it to you last week. You weren't happy. We went over it. Listeners called in on 13, 12, 16, got in contact with us on the social pages, giving you support and giving you encouragement, and you still weren't sold. So on Friday, we had Tristan McManus, who was one of the judges on Dancing with the Stars this year on Channel 10. Big name. Mm. Someone who knows what he's talking about.
Yeah.
He was giving you advice, and, you know, he was saying to enjoy it, you know, enjoy the experience, not worry about a score, because he himself struggled to get 10s himself. And this is how you reacted.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, so I got no hope in hell if I compete in this. See, Mike, I can't participate in our Dancing with
the
Stars.
Yes, you can. Yes, no. You can. I will convince you to do this.
And lo and behold, the media event to launch Stars of Orange happened Friday night. And we were both there because we love an excuse for free champers and some nibbles.
Exactly, right. So when the media invite came out, we were like, we'll be there, hands down.
Absolutely. It's a great cause. And then the stars were being announced. That, you know, people from local businesses, vet clinics, news outlets, like everyone was taking part. And then lo and behold, someone mentioned the name Gia Moylan from Hit 105.9.
That's right. I'm going to be a star in the Star of Orange.
Are you excited?
I am freaking out.
Yeah.
Big time.
I bet you are. Look, and the thing is, I have full confidence in you, and I'm so happy that all that hard work, having to dive into the judges with Dancing with the Star, having to get listeners to get behind you and everything, you did decide to follow through with it and take part. I'm so proud of you.
Well, you think this was because of you?
Was it not?
No.
What?
Free what? Actually contacted me like 2 weeks ago.
No! What?
From the Cancer Council and asked me if I would be in it. And I said, hell yes.
You said yes straight away?
2 weeks ago.
You put me through all of that for a week?
I wanted to surprise you. And then you started this campaign. I should be in it. And I was like, I wanted to surprise him. I don't want him to know that I'm already in it. So I'm in the Dance for Cancer. thank you for the support, and thank you for all the words of encouragement from yourself, from Tristan, from the people on 13, 12, 16. But I'm so competitive, as if I wasn't going to be doing this.
I thought it was so out of character for you to say, no, I don't want to do it. I don't want to dance in front of people. I don't want to do anything like that.
I am so willing to just put myself in any situation, embarrassing or not, if it means raising money for a great cause.
Oh.
So I'm 100% in on this. Obviously, I will be taking the stage alongside my dance partner. They've teamed me up with Jack on the 6th of June. But in the meantime, I need to raise some funds for the important cause that is the Cancer Council.
Yes.
And I'm kicking it off.
Great.
I've already got something locked in. This Friday, we're going to go to Pete's Car Wash on the corner of Peasley Street.
Yes.
And we are going to go and hang out in the auto wash. And all the money, while we're there from 10:30 to 1 o'clock, is going to go towards the Cancer Council. Every single auto wash, the money that you are spending, is going to the Cancer Council.
So save washing the car this week, because, I mean, it's raining today. And hold off to it anyway, because hold off until Friday. It's going to be bright and sunny that day. That's a perfect day to wash your car, and you can do it for a great cause.
That's right. And help me in my competitive nature get across the line in the Dance for Cancer Stars of Orange.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that was Hit Breakfast with Mike and Gia on Orange and the Central West's Hit 105.9.